Mark Morris made news recently as the director of the failed Paul Simon musical, The Cape Man, but Morris is better known as a choreographer. Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, considers Morris the most inventive modern dance choreographer working today. Lloyd has been following Morris's work for over a decade, and he's also been following Morris and his troupe around the country.
Last December in Berkeley, California, I saw Mark Morris's witty, unsentimental, but mysterious and moving contemporary version of the Nutcracker, which he calls the Hard Nut. Unfortunately, I couldn't get back to Berkeley for his production of Rameau's forgotten opera, Platé, which received rave reviews last month, his first major enterprise after the ill-fated Cape Man. Berkeley is one of the places that can't get enough Morris. Happily, so is Boston, where I live, and the Brooklyn Academy of Music, where I just saw Morris's revival of one of his major works, Henry Purcell's 300-year-old opera, Dido and Aeneas. Morris says it's his last Dido, and I couldn't miss it. It's one of Morris's pivotal pieces. In it, he dances two roles, both female. Dido, the tragic queen of Carthage, and the malevolent sorceress, Dido's nemesis. When Dido falls in love with Aeneas, the only royal survivor of the Trojan War, the sorceress makes sure that Aeneas travels onward to start the Roman Empire, leaving Dido behind to kill herself in shame and grief. Morris and his marvelous dancers portray the characters on stage, while the singers remain in the pit with the orchestra. In this production, echoing Morris, the exciting young mezzo-soprano Stephanie Novacek sang both Dido and the Sorceress, extremely unusual for one singer. Baritone James Maddalena made a noble and conflicted Aeneas. Here they are, eloquently conducted by Craig Smith, singing Dido and Aeneas's parting duet. They give Nahum Tate's feeble language. Away, away, no, no, I'll stay. The game-playing ring of emotional truth. While Mark Morris and heroic, dreadlocked Guillermo Resto as Aeneas, who's wearing a skirt longer than Morris's, dance the scene. The stakes for all of them are life and death.
Let Jove say what he will, I'll stay.
Morris's deconstruction of gender roles is a major part of his power and originality. No artist today demonstrates more deftly how limiting gender stereotyping is. Sexuality is too powerful a force for typecasting. For example, in Medium, Morris's new piece using John Harbison's piano quartet, November 19, 1828, a haunting evocation of Schubert in the afterlife, there's a fascinating sequence of lifts. First, a man and a woman rush from the wings, and the man swings the woman around by the arms. Then two men perform the same steps with one another. Later, when the first couple return, it's the woman who swings the man around. This pattern of physical and emotional equality is persistent throughout Morris's choreography. In The Hard Nut, for instance, both men and women in tutus dance the snowflakes. Playing Dido, Morris unites the tragic nobility of a Vanessa Redgrave with the let-it-all-hang-out animality of, say, Anna Magnani. His sorceress has the hilarious but dangerous hissy-fit bitchiness of Joan Crawford. All of these qualities reflect what's in Purcell's music. Dido's ritual gesture of passion, her hands pushing down from her breast to the pit of her stomach, is later inverted by the sorceress and her gang of witches, their hands thrusting up from the stomach to the chest in a malicious parody of harakiri. Morris's dual role turns out to be not only about gender, but also about the way we each have within ourselves the impulse to destroy our own happiness. It's his ability to see through and past the obvious that makes Marc Morris one of our most crucial and compelling contemporary artists.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.